Good morning. It's Wednesday, 10th of February. We're reading today Exodus 19 and 20, and once again we're with Brother Harry Tennant. I read. It was the third month after leaving Egypt, and the Israelites had pitched camp in the wilderness of Sinai. This was the place of the mountain of revelation, from which the word of the Lord would be heard by the people, and on which Moses would receive such a wealth of instruction from God that men in later ages would study it for a lifetime. Moses ascended the mountain for the first time, knowing that the Lord wanted him. The first message was short, but full of promise. Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob. The Lord was taking up the threads from the day on which that house, with its few souls, had gone down to Egypt to seek bread. This was Jacob's flock, brought forth out of trouble. They were children of the supplanter, as Jacob had been called at his birth, and they would, if faithful, march into the land promised to their father, and supplant the idolatrous and abhorrent heathen, whose time was coming to the full, when iniquity would have an end. Moreover, they were the children of Israel, the offspring of him who was a prince with God. They were, if they would accept it in faith, a royal seed. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagles' wings, and brought you unto myself. All of them had seen the Egyptians, but had they seen the eagles' wings? The visible Egyptians were but men, and had died as such. But the eagles' wings were the Lord's, the everlasting arms which never weary, which carried them over a sea of troubles. And, the Lord added, brought you unto myself. The Lord was in the wilderness, and that despite the unfaithfulness and complaining, which had already shown themselves in this people. Moreover, the Lord gave to Moses, on this his first meeting on the mount, a promise of tremendous possibilities. It was a seed which, if planted in hearts of love and trust, would have brought a harvest of reward. Now, therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then shall ye be a peculiar treasure unto me above all peoples. For all the earth is mine, and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, an holy nation. The fullness of this message has never been realized in Israel. They failed in their destiny, and the content of this covenant has been committed to the treasure chest of the new Israel. Had old Israel but understood, and carried the word within their hearts, they would have risen above all nations of the earth, not only in prosperity, though that doubtless would have been added, but they would have become the royal priesthood, through whom all the Gentiles would have brought their worship to God. A nation of priests, not some of them, as the firstborn were and the Levites after them, but all of them in ways not yet revealed. Moses came down bearing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. The elders were convened. The statutes of the Lord were renewed to them, and the promise of God was laid before their faces. The message reached the ears of all the people, and they were impressed with the solemnity of the utterances. Their reply was wholly adequate. They were responsive to the touch of God's hand. All that the Lord hath spoken will we do. And for us? We came to the one greater than Moses, who brought us the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. We buried our hearts with his in baptism, exclaiming, "All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do." Let us keep the promise in his strength, neither trusting our own strength in fleshly conceit, nor forgetting his, and thereby miss the uplift of the eagle's wings. Thank you for listening.